Chapter 11 Flowerpalooza. Bright and early the next morning, we're off via flying carpet to the palace. Me, Jonah, Prince, and Aladdin. Oh, and Karima, who's in my ring. It's a little squished, but we manage. I'm feeling much more rested and alert. Jonah did kick me in the chin twice in the middle of the night, but I was so tired I was able to fall right back asleep.
Can't we just wish ourselves there?
Jonah asks now as we narrowly sideswipe a man leading two children down the road.
Sorry, Mr. Donkeyb.
Aladdin calls out with a wave.
Woof!
Prince adds. I don't want to waste wishes when we have transportation, I say, even if it's bad transportation. Besides, we're almost at the palace. I can see it in the distance. We fly low through the village and swerve our way through the cobblestone streets and between date trees and even a few camels. I can't help looking down and admiring my new outfit. I didn't know that Aladdin's mom was a seamstress, but she sewed us new clothes to wear this morning. I'm in a purple silky jumpsuit that almost looks like Karima's silver one. Jonah's jumpsuit is dark green, and the billowy material of the pants puffs out in the slight breeze as the carpet flies. Both of us have matching shoes that curl up at the toes. And Aladdin's mom gave me a drawstring purse and a pretty red flower to tuck into my hair. Aladdin is wearing a spiffy outfit, too. His jumpsuit is dark blue with a gold belt and a gold vest. If you look closely, you can see that the outfits are sewn together with leftover materials, maybe scraps from his mom's job. But from far away, you can't tell. I'm glad Aladdin dressed up to meet the princess. I'm sure we'll need to convince her to like him. Jonah steers the magic carpet around some trees, and we come into a clearing. There's a golden walkway lined with tall palm trees leading up to the palace. The palace itself is massive and topped with gold domes and surrounded by lush gardens. The magic carpet hovers behind a huge date tree near the golden walkway.
So what now? Aladdin asks. Do we ring the doorbell?
Would they let us in?
Jonah asks, holding one of the carpet tassels in pause mode. Doubtful. It's not as if the royal family knows us. And when they ask why we're here, we can't exactly come out and say we're matchmaking the princess and a poor villager.
I think we need Princess Badr al-Badr to come outside, I say.
But how?
Jonah asks.
Should we throw pebbles out her window or something?
If a villager throws rocks at the palace, he'll get arrested for sure,
Aladdin says.
Okay, no pebbles, I say.
But let's see if we can find her room.
Hey,
Aladdin says.
I think that's her.
He points to one of the lower towers. I can make out a room with an open window. There's a beautiful girl with long dark hair covered by a pretty purple veil packing her purse.
She'll never talk to me,
Aladdin says, frowning.
Even with my fancy outfit, I have nothing to offer her.
I have an idea. What if Karima could whip up something nice for Aladdin to bring to the princess? Something like flowers. I'm about to slide off my ring when I realize that will use up one wish. That means we'll only have two more for today. But Aladdin can't woo a princess empty-handed. I slide the ring off, rub its side, and out pops Karima. This time, her pink hair is in two pigtails. Karima, I wish for flowers that Aladdin can give the princess. Karima bites her lip.
I'm sorry. I don't think I'm powerful enough to create flowers from scratch.
But you made the flying carpet from scratch, I say. She blushes.
No, I didn't. I transformed the tablecloth that was under the lamp. No one was using it anyway.
I looked down at the flying carpet.
Oh, I thought it looked familiar. What about the flower in Abby's hair?
Aladdin asks.
Can I give her that?
Jonah makes a face.
I don't think that one wimpy flower is going to do it. We need more.
I know a multiplying spell I can try,
Karima says. Go for it, I say. That's my wish. Karima stares at the flower in my hair.
Flower, flower, at this hour, I hereby ask you to use my power, and...
Karima stops and wiggles her fingers at the flower.
multiply, she adds.
A rose pops onto the flying carpet. It's not the same flower as the one in my hair, but who doesn't love roses? Karima's the best. Everyone should have their own genie, I tell you.
It's working,
Jonas says as a daisy appears on his lap. Thanks, Karima, I say, sliding the ring back onto my finger. Karima disappears. An orange iris lands on my foot. Wow, that's a pretty flower. Then a yellow tulip appears. And a tall sunflower. And two more roses, pink and red. Then three more irises. Five more red roses. At least 20 black-eyed daisies. Then so many pink roses pop onto the carpet that I can't see Prince anymore. He's buried in roses. And the flowers keep coming. I'm already covered up to my waist. They're spilling over the sides.
Stop the flowers, Aladdin says. I can't see.
Abby, Jonas shouts. Stop the flowers.
I can't, I cry. If I wish for the flowers to stop coming, I'll waste a whole wish. We only have two left.
But we're going to drown in flowers,
Jonah yells as a yellow daffodil lands on his head. Sigh. I slide the ring off and rub it. Karima appears through a cloud of purple haze.
Karima! I wish to stop the flowers from coming.
A white rose hits me in the chin.
Sorry, Karima calls out. I'm not so great at spells yet. I'll try my best.
She stares at the flower in my hair and says,
Flower, flower, at this hour, I hereby ask you to use my power and...
She wiggles her fingers again at the flower.
Stop multiplying!
The flowers stop. Karima did it! I thank her and slide the ring back on, and Karima, poof, disappears back inside. But the giant piles of flowers are still everywhere.
Abby! I can't see!
Jonah cries. He's knocking long sunflowers out of his way, but there are so many. The flying carpet is wobbling all over the place. It's heading straight for the castle.
Ah! We're going to crash!